Good morning, good morning. So from the Sefer Piskam Kadishin, they wrote up Torahs that were shared by the Skver Rebbe, Shlita. This is from, again, 11 years ago, Tavshin Ayin Aleph. On this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahar, he said, V'sein chalkein b'sor secha. So he begins by pointing out that we know at the beginning of this week's Parsha deals with the mitzvah of Shemitah, that you work the land for 6 years, and the seventh year it lies fallow, you're not allowed to work it. So begins by quoting from the Chidah. Harav HaKadosh HaZulai, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, B'Sefer Rosh David. Mevorach El Psukim explains the opening Psukim of our Parsha, Vayadav Hashem Moshe B'Har Sinai. Then Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai Lemor and saying, Kis Avol Ha'aret Asher Ani Nosein Lachem, Shavs Aret Shabbos LaHashem. When you go, the land should rest a Shabbos for Hashem. Hidi Omer Rezal, in Bracious, and perhaps we're familiar with this because the opening Rashi and all of Chumash, She'umos ha'olam tonin ba'omrim listim atem. The non-Jewish nations come and complain and say the Jewish people are a bunch of robbers. We took Ashtim Eretz Shivasam. You took the land that belonged to the seven nations of Eretz Israel. So in order to negate their claim that we're a bunch of robbers and thieves, that's why we had the mitzvah of Shemitah. Lehotzi mitainis ha'umus shalistim atem. To take away their claim that we're a bunch of robbers, listim. Sharei b'shemitah nisparseim hadover sha'aretz harehi shalakodesh baruch hu. Because on Shemitah we learn that the whole world belongs to Hashem. V'hu nostal nishon. He gave it to us, the Jewish people. Umevi b'shem kadmonim zal harav Vave ha'amudim, Shebe'emes, really in truth, ain't tzrichin letamze lahoitzi mitainis listim atem. We don't need to come on this reason. That's why you have Shemitah, to prove that we're, that Hashem owns the whole world and He gave it to us. Shrei Amruzal, because there's a halacha. We're learning Masecha Sanhedrin this year. So we're later on. We're holding by like Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, but early in the Masechta, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, our Masechta, over there, in the second parak, it's discussing the unique halachas that apply to a king. Shekola oimer parshas melech mutarbo, that a king's allowed to do certain actions. He could take people's property if he wants it. Ksiv Eitzel Melech says by Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches, Sadoseichem ve'ez karmeichem, Zeichem, Hatom yikach benosim la'avodav. That the king, I mean, Shmuel there is trying to convince the Jewish people, you don't need a king. He's going to take your land. He's going to take your property. He's going to take everything you got. He's just give it over to his servants. So if you put a king over yourself, it's not going to be good for you. He's going to take everything. Should be a cholato shel hamelech likach asados shelachem b'litnim lavodav. He can just take your property and give it to them. So lefize betele tainis al umos shel listim atem. Because of this halacha of what a melech is allowed to do, that concept, that halacha of the melech could take whatever he wants, that already destroys the non-Jewish claim of listim atem. Shai melech malchei alachim akadosh baruch halacha ha'aretz mehem v'nostalanu sha'anachnu avodav. Because we are the servants of Hashem. And just like a human king of flesh and blood can take land and give it to his servants, HaKadosh Baruch took Eretz Yisrael and gave it to us. We're his servants. Tosfos over there in the Gemara asks, Im kein, laman enesh achav. Remember the story with Achav, the king who was punished when he took Kerem Navos? Remember that story from Navi? A little bit familiar? Basically, he took the Kerem Navos, right? There was his cousins, and he's Zevel, and he was so upset. He says, sell me your field. I'll give you a lot of money for it. I'll get you even a better field. And he says, no, I'm not giving you my field. So Tosfos asks, Harehu mote kidin melech shoch likach sodos achirim litin la'avodav. Achav could have just taken Kerem Navos because he had the din of a melech. So why didn't he ask Tosfos? So Tosfos says, Tirtzu kama terutzim. A few answers. Aleph, mash omri parshish melech shiyoich alikach sada shalacherim. When it says the king's allowed to take them, hayni raka shenosnu la'avodav. That's only if the king's taking these fields, these properties, and giving them to his servants. Because like the pasuk says, v'nosnu la'avodav. Masha'enkin Achav, which was not the case with Achav, not Kerem La'atzmo, right? He was taking the vineyard for himself, and that's why he got punished. So that's the first teretz Tosfos gives. Why Achav? Beis, the second teretz. Shelo Hutzer El Likach Nachalosam hamiyuchad lahem ba'atzmam. Only something that's designated for them. Avalo hutor likach nachlas avosam. But not to take what was their ancestors' property. V'kirem Navos nachla avosav hayu kimavur b'pasuk. And really, the vineyard of Navos was his ancestors' property. So therefore, the king didn't have right to take it. And the third answer Tosfos gives, Mashut l'melech likach sados acherim haynu melech shal kol Yisrael. That's only a king over all the Jewish people. V'achav lohay melech al kol Yisrael. He wasn't a king over all the Jews. Shalom melech al Yehuda. He only didn't rule over the section of Judea. Says the Skver Rebbe, v'emes mibli tam hanau. Even without these reasons, yeshlom tam nosaf. We could give a different reason as to why the non-Jews don't have any claim against us having Eretz Yisrael. Because we were the ones who accepted the Torah. And because we accepted the Torah, we are giving existence, we allow the world to survive. In Shabbos Peches, Imali kiblu Yisrael ha-satorah lo hayo ha-olam cho-izri l'toy v'ohum. If we didn't accept the Torah, then the world would have gone back to complete nothingness. The fact that we, the Klal Yisrael, said, Naasev and Israel, we're taking the Torah, we're accepting what Hashem, what you have, we justified and we keep the world in existence. Kmo Sh'omer says in Yirmiyahu, Im lo barisi yomam shemayim, chukos shemayim lo, va'aret lo nasamti. If you didn't keep my bris, then I wouldn't have kept the world here. The Kaimelon is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Now here it's talking about somebody who finds property that was going to be washed away. It was swept away by a storm, a tornado, a hurricane, something like that, and now you found it. So it's Bava Metzia, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Shehamatza Mizuto Shoyam, Shloso, Shonohar, Hare Eli Shalo. If you find something that's been washed up by the thing, so then we can assume the owner was Miyayish, you don't have any claims on anymore, and you can keep it for yourself. Since Hashem, the Medrash tells us, offered the Torah to every single nation, and they said, well, what's written in it? He said, well, you can't kill. No, I'm sorry, we like killing people, we're not going to accept your Torah. What's written in it? Losinah. We can't behave in a promiscuous way, we can't commit adultery. No thanks, that's our lifestyle. So they didn't get the Torah. Lo rots the Kabbalah Satorah, nobody wanted it. Rak b'nei Yisrael kiblu es Satorah v'al yadam yeshkiyim la'olam. Because we did accept the Torah, we keep the world in existence. So that Bothlam Mela Tainish Umus Listimatem, that destroys the nullifies their claim of Listimatem, Sharaikol Ha'olim Shaykh Livnei Israel, because the whole world really now belongs to us. They use this Teretz in other ways as well, but this is the way the Skar Rebbe is explaining it. Because we saved the world, therefore Shahakol Shalhem, everything belongs to us. Ayide Shikilu Es Torah. And now this is a beautiful idea. How exactly this happened? The pasuk says, let's quote again. Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai leimor. That destroyed it. Shahare kiblu b'nei Yisrael es haTorah b'har Sinai. Because you and I accepted the Torah at Har Sinai. We keep the world alive. But the nations who didn't, shlo rots the Kabbalah Satorah, they didn't want to get it. Nim sheyesh levnei Yisrael din matzah mizuto shel yam. So we're the ones who saved this from being destroyed. Umemele nimsa shahakol shalahem ve'ein kan tainus listim atem. Now, beautiful idea. That's why we get Eretz Yisrael, because we get the whole world. We saved the whole world. The Kodesh Baruch gave it to us. Va'omen, that's what the pasuk says, lebatl taimen. Ki tavo el haaretz asher ani. What does it mean? I said I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Melech Gadol, he's the king over the whole world. No sin lechem, and he's giving it to us. Levnei Yisrael shehem avadav, because we're his servants. Ve'ofen zen, in this circumstances, af Melech Poshet mutu lasos kein. Even a human, simple king could do something like that. K'mosh tekosu atoisus. Shlechei nenash Achav. That's one of the reasons why Achav was punished. Kevin shalachu la'atzmo v'lo nosu la'avadav. Because Achav kept it for himself and he didn't give it to his servants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Eretz Yisrael because we are his avadim. V'gam, bless you. V'gam shalohai melech al kol Yisrael. Ubeiz, devarim elu, einim shaychim kan. Doesn't apply over here. That's what says Asher Ani. It's me, Ani. Hashem speaking. No saint. I'm giving it. Mitzido kivyocha from my own perspective. Shemelech Malchei Hamlochim Shemolech Al Hakol. Hashem rules over everything. So he certainly can give Eretz Yisrael to the Bnei Yisrael. The Ein Kan Shum Tainus. There's no Tainus anymore. Vod Omer Lechem to you. Hain. What does that mean? Lechem. Mitzidam shel bnei Yisrael. From your perspective, I'm giving it, but from your zechus, shenos no la'avodav, because we're his servants. Ve'ein aloicho la'atzmo, not keeping it for himself. V'dvarim elu afil v'melech poshet mutter. Even a regular king could do this. V'chein bot latinus umos sa'olam listim atem. Me'achas shekein hu and athes hare hatam b'mitzvos shmitahu Shabbos la'Hashem. It's Shabbos for God. The reason why we have Shemitah is not to destroy their false, fake claims to the rights to our land. No, the reason we have is because it's Shabbos Hashem. We have other reasons for this. We took the Torah, we accept it, therefore that we saved the world. Hashem's giving it. He can take other ones. The Gamani Nostan, Lachem, I'm giving it to that you all, Avad of his servants, Ze Yochel HaMelech Lasos Kamosha Kosov as Sadoseichem Yikach Venosan La Avadav. That's why Hashem could take it like just like any other king. It's a beautiful idea from the Skver Rebbe about Skver Rebbe, New Square. You ever in a new square?
Yes, it's near like Muncie.
It's near Muncie, correct. New Square. I'm telling you, Chever, if you haven't been, we're gone. Okay.